Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Hebert. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Wally Hebert. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Carl Fisher. And now, play ball. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Melillo reaches third base with a triple. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melillo scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball four. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Farrell reaches third base with a triple. Kress goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch takes first base on ball four. Meyer moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Meyer moves to third. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schulte, who is chasing the ball. West reaches third base with a triple. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. West scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Fisher reaches second base with a double. Spencer goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 2, Senators, 2. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-1 in the game. Schulte hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Schulte reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schulte scores. Melillo moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Goslin moves to third. It's 4-2, Browns. Bump Hadley now pitching. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of West. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Goslin scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 5-2, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Farrell scores. McNeely moves to third. Burns moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Browns. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebert strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schulte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Schulte reaches third base with a triple. McNeely scores. Burns scores. Levy goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 9-2, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Hiney Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mainisch hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. One out. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bludge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. Bludge moves to second. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Roy Spencer. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave now catching. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Burns steals second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebert strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hadley moves to second. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynish for the out. Hadley scores. Meyer moves to second. One out. It's 9-3, Browns. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Meyer scores. It's 9-4, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. West hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Goslin steals second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bludge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely who is chasing the ball. QL reaches third base with a triple. Bludge goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5 Browns. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave strikes out. One out. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. QL scores. Two outs. It's 9-6, Browns. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 6. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL juggles the ball. That's an error on QL. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Burns steals second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Levy hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns moves to third. Two outs. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Hebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-6, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Schult hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Maynish hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult who is chasing the ball. Harris reaches third base with a triple. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. West reaches second base with a double. Harris scores. It's 10-7, Browns. George Blaholder now pitching. Ossie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bluch hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Senators 7. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to home to get Melillo. Goslin moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hadley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Blea Holder covering, for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Blea Holder covering, for the out. Two outs. Sam Rice pinch hits for Bump Hadley. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Senators 7. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Burke now pitching. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Levy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blea Holder can't make a play. That's a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-4 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Mainisch moves to second. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Schult chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Levy. Levy fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Levy. Meyer scores. Mainisch scores. Cronin goes all the way around to score. Harris moves all the way to home. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 10. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.